AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. At least seven people have died in the massive rainstorm that's been pummeling the East Coast. And in hard-hit South Carolina, emergency responders will now be going door-to-door searching for anyone who may still be trapped. Governor Nikki Haley is warning thrill seekers.
This is not something to be out taking pictures of. This is not something that you want your kids playing in. The water's not safe.
Susan Smith in Somerville, South Carolina, who uses crutches to get around, says the rescue crews arrived just in time for her and her grandchildren.
The hardest part was just getting up and getting around and trying to keep the kids settled and all of that stuff. So other than that, I was going to get out of there.
Heavy rain's been falling this morning around the Carolinas. Still no word on the fate of a U.S. cargo ship that was lost during Hurricane Joaquin off the southeastern Bahamas. It had a crew of 33, almost all of them Americans. The Coast Guard says it has found a debris field, but they don't know if it's from the ship. The Nobel Prize in Medicine's been announced this morning. An Irishman, a Japanese citizen, and a Chinese scientist honored for discoveries that fight parasites and separately involve work on a new therapy against malaria. Sunday church services in Roseburg, Oregon, for the victims of last week's horrific shootings at a community college. Today, Hillary Clinton will unveil new gun control measures. Her presidential campaign says they're aimed at strengthening background checks on gun buyers. She also wants to get rid of the legal immunity that protects gun sellers. We're just getting word that North Korea has freed a New York University student it had been holding for about 6 months, 21-year-old Won Moon Joo. This is AP Radio News. Just as NASA announces there's water on Mars, the Matt Damon movie The Martian hit it big at the box office. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Let's do the math.
The numbers are looking good for The Martian. The movie took in $55 million during its first weekend in theaters. The Ridley Scott 3D space epic starring Matt Damon as an astronaut left for dead on Mars shows the appetite for space adventures endures. News events also helped, with the opening coming just days after NASA announced findings suggesting that there is water on Mars. Last weekend's box office champion, Hotel Transylvania 2, slides to second place with an estimated $33 million in box office receipts. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Mars will come to fear my botany powers.
And just as you start your work week, gasoline is $2.29 a gallon, down from $2.41 a month ago, according to the AAA. That's 12 cents in a month. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.